And now Manjot is going to bring our reading for us this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Today's reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is a word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the saints. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The reading was to the Ephesians. Very important reading. And as you'll know, we've been looking at different types of prayer. And today's theme is creative prayer. So with that in mind, it's going to be quite a light sermon this morning. So hopefully it will spur you into thinking creatively about yourselves, creatively about your uniqueness and what you can offer to the glory of God. Because we all have gifts, we're all unique, and we can all express God's glory in our life, whatever we do. And we're all doing different things at the moment, aren't we? Yeah, we're all very, very different, doing different things. And we're going to be doing different things, probably a number of us, as time goes on in the next couple of months. So let's celebrate our uniqueness this morning and our creativity which God has given us. If we listen back to the passage from Ephesians, we're asked to stand our ground, and we're given some ideas about what we need to do to stand our ground, to be strong in the Lord, and to fasten the belt of truth around our waist and have a breastplate of righteousness, our shoes, to proclaim the gospel of peace, to have the shield of faith, a helmet of salvation, and a sword of the Spirit, the word of God. And we're told to pray in the Spirit in every prayer and supplication. If you look at the NIV Bible, with all kinds of prayers and requests, be alert. Pray for all the Lord's people. On all occasions, all kinds of prayers. Well, if you think back, the prayers we've been looking at over the last few weeks, over August, we've looked at intercessions, haven't we? And if you think through what was said today, pray for all the Lord's people, that's a type of intercession, definitely. Also, we've looked at the examine, and that's to do with our relationship with God, step by step, moment by moment, being close to God. So that's another form of prayer. We've talked about contemplation. Phil talked to us about contemplation, being still with God, not having to use words, but just having God's presence next to us and knowing that, being still in that and letting God work through us, through that stillness. Yeah. And with our Lectio Divino as well, David talked to us about that, about praying through God's word. Letting that word soak into us and listening to what God says through the word of the scriptures. So creative prayer today. Well, we're all made in the image of God, the creator himself. And each of us is an original, unique design. And we're all created to reflect the glory of God, all in our different ways. Being human is to be creative. So our expression to our Creator and our Saviour will be many and varied. I had to search around this morning for different things to look at. So I haven't got fancy slides, but I've got bits and pieces, which I hope you can see. But look, here we go. Varied and different. I found a card that I was given by a very, very dear friend, my best friend, for my ordination. It's got loads of jelly beans on it. And somehow that's so important because we are all completely different. We're all a jelly bean. We're all unique in our own way. So we'll all worship God in our own way, won't we? In the way that's right for us, the way that God's designed us to be. Yeah. So Paul earlier in Ephesians in chapter 3 talks about the church reflecting the manifold wisdom of God. Well, if you look at manifold, the word is, I hope I say this right, is pikolos. I hope that's right. I'm sure someone will tell me if I've got it wrong. Pikolos, yeah. And that means made of many colours, like the surface of a gemstone, all multicoloured, multi-sided, lots of lights and patterns. And I thought, now then, how can I get a gemstone? I haven't got one. I've just got a single ring. These earrings have got a little bit of a shine to them. They're not much. You may have a ring on. You may have a stone close by so you can see all the beautiful colours and reflections. And then I thought, I don't know what I have got. I've got some sparklers. There we go. And I did think I'd light one and turn the lights off. But then I thought, might be a bit of a fire risk, so I won't. So I'm not going to light it. But if you think about a sparkler when it's in the dark and you see all the beautiful patterns and colours, or you think about looking through a kaleidoscope, the manifold beauty, the reflection, the light, the difference. And we all reflect that. God's made us to reflect our uniqueness, our manifold uniqueness. And that's the church. The church is that manifold expression of all our uniqueness. So we're asked, aren't we, in this passage to display God's glory in our prayers. And I was looking at some of the commentaries about looking at expressing the glory through manifold. And it said our prayer life should look like a paint party or a rock concert, really expressive. And then there was a little quote with it. How can we ever reduce or limit something as important as our prayer to simple words? We'll all be familiar with worship through words. I love liturgy, as you probably know. I love beautiful liturgy. It's important to me, but other things are too. So I wonder how we feel about expressing our worship in creative ways. Through dance. I found a book, the most beautiful book, Darcy Bustle. It is absolutely full of the most gorgeous, gorgeous dance routines. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful dance. She's a gorgeous ballet dancer. The way we express ourselves through movement. My daughter's a ballet dancer. She was when she was younger. And she used to dance for a church group. I used to cry very regularly watching that expressive movement of worship through dance. Perhaps that's something you did in the past. Perhaps it's something you do now. I know a number of people I know at St. Andrew's do express themselves through movement. And then artwork. How do you feel about expressing your worship through artwork? I know I had a little rummage around as well, and you won't be able to see this very well, but I know a number of people absolutely love colouring. So I've got, you can't see that very well, but some beautiful, beautiful colouring. And then some lovely, lovely gospel words. This is from Proverbs. A joyful heart is good medicine. And then lovely colourings around the edges. You've probably done some of these colourings. Or perhaps you're just artistic, or perhaps you're not, but you like to draw. I got a card for my ordination. It's so simple. Just lines and a couple of gemstones on it. But it's beautiful. And it's an expression and it means such a lot. It doesn't have to be fancy. So perhaps you can express your worship through art. And then poetry. You'll know from morning prayer that I often read many of the poems from the Christian mystics. Gorgeous, gorgeous poems. Perhaps that's a way that you want to express your worship through poetry. And then there's walking and there's running, walking in the mountains, walking by the river, just walking in the park, seeing God's creation and marvelling and giving praise for it. Again, beautiful pictures of mountains, lavender in trees, praising God through our daily lives creatively. We think, don't we? We think about when we're younger, our imaginative right side of our brain is really fired when we're younger and we allow it to be. Imagine, think back when you were little, when you used to do your painting and used to do your expressive work. You weren't too bothered about what it looked like because you were just delighted in what you did. I remember my children bringing me wonderful paintings and saying, oh, Mummy, I've done this, and it was lovely. But we seem to stop that, don't we? We get too embarrassed and we're clear about what we feel is good. But we don't need to worry about what we feel is good because God knows us. He knows our uniqueness. He knows whatever we do for his glory is good. So if you feel inspired to worship through a painting, God knows that's for him. That's your expression. It doesn't have to be perfect. So I encourage you to be creative, to express your worship, your love of God, and to express his glory creatively. I went on the 24/7 prayer website and I looked back, Tina will know a lot more than I do about this, but I looked back at the prayer rooms, 1997, and the variety of creative expressions at that time. There were songs being sung and devised in the middle of the night. There were poems being written. There were young children's drawings. All sorts of expressions. And a little tiny little bit of the website talked about using a paintbrush. Perhaps represent a Bible verse with a paintbrush. Or a prophetic picture. Paint words. There may be a word that's really inspiring you at the moment. Beautiful hope outside church. Perhaps painting hope. Just painting it. And painting it in prayer, in worship. Using a camera, going on a walk. Ian's pictures when he goes on walks through Harlow Carr. All the beautiful plants and animals. Praise to God through what we see. A camera to capture that and to share it. Pen and paper, as we've said, poems. Rewrite the Psalms. Write some liturgy. Write a prayer. And then using your phone, it says, well, it says you can set reminders to pray for people during the day or pray for each person on your contact list. So lots and lots of ideas for creative ways to pray. And when I look at our Facebook, the St. Andrew's group, I see loads of different ways of creative expression, of creative prayer. We've got Tina's prayer patches. We've got photographs of hope outside church. We've got the knitted angels. That's not on the Facebook, but everyone knits beautiful, beautiful angels for Christmas. It's an expression. It's a creative expression to send out into the community to show God's love and to share wonderful things. We've got lovely photographs. We've had lots of lovely photographs of people's excursions to the seaside, to the countryside. The Easter gardens that we did at Easter time, beautiful expressions, creative expressions of God's story, the resurrection story. And then stones. Are you finding lots of stones when you go on your walks? I am. Lovely, lovely stones painted. Again, sharing God's love, God's creation through what we do and our singing, our virtual choir, our beautiful singing each morning, each Sunday morning. Lots of creative ways. So I wonder, I know we've only got 1 week of August left, There may be something that you've done creatively or something that you're wanting to be doing creatively. If you fancy sharing it, you might not want to, and that's fine. But if you do fancy sharing it, perhaps pop a picture of it or an expression of it on our shared face group if you wanted to. And we could share our creative ideas or just write a post about what you've done. So let us open ourselves to God in our creative, unique ways. We are, as I've said, all unique. Let us embrace that. Let's praise that. Let's praise the uniqueness in each other. Let us open ourselves to God in who we are and have confidence, knowing that God loves our uniqueness. He created us in our uniqueness. So let's finish in prayer this morning. Lord, we praise you. We give thanks for each unique person. We give thanks for ourselves and all we have to offer, for our gifts. Gifts which we hold to you. Guide us to use our gifts to glorify you. Support us in our life, in our daily tasks, in our unending prayer and walk with you. Open us, Lord, to shine for your glory. Amen.